And actually, in accordance with our meetings being on the record in both directions, I had some more questions for you. So, I did not really have high expectations about the August 4th article on Lighthaven and the secular solstice. The article was actually a little bit worse than I expected in that you seem to be pushing a rationalism as religion angle, like, really hard in a way that seems inappropriately editorializing for a news article. So, for example, you write, quote, "Whether they are right or wrong in their near religious concerns about AI, the tech industry is reckoning with their beliefs," end quote. What is the word near religious doing in that sentence? Like, you could have just, like, cut the word and just say their concerns about AI, and it would be a perfectly informative sentence.
My job is to explain to people what is going on. And these are lay people. We don't have inexperience necessarily in the tech industry or with your community or with what's going on here, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to use... You have to make a lot of decisions in order to do that, right? And, you know, the job is to take information from lots and lots and lots of people who each bring something to the article, right? And then you consolidate that into a piece that tries to convey all that information. And it's not necessarily, like, if you write an article about Google, Google is not necessarily going to agree with every word in the article.
Right, I definitely understand that part. Like, I'm definitely not demanding a puff piece about these people who I have also written critically about. But, like, just in terms of, like...
But you and so many others in the community who have been in the community for decades in some cases, years, use the same language. They use stronger language.
Right, but so, like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of writing a news article, when you're trying to convey the who, what, when, where, why... their concerns about AI, just with no adjective between their and concerns, like, is much more straightforward.
No, but people need to understand, okay, that the technology as it exists today, it is not clear how it would get to the point where it's going to, you know, destroy humanity, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Right? That is a leap that the average person doesn't understand. And when someone says that, they take it at face value. Like, ChatGPT is going to jump out of it.
That's not actually the argument, though, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. But you have to... People need to understand that the argument... on some level, and people are going to debate this till the, you know, for years and years, or however long it takes, but that's a leap of faith, right?
Yeah, that was actually my second question here, was that the article, I was a little bit disappointed by the article, but, like, the audio commentary was kind of worse. You open the audio commentary with, you know, "We have arrived in a moment when many in Silicon Valley are saying that artificial intelligence will soon match the powers of the human brain, even though we have no hard evidence that will happen. It's an argument based on faith," end quote. And just, these people have written hundreds of thousands of words carefully arguing why they think powerful AI is possible and possibly coming soon.
It's an argument.
Right.
It's an argument.
Right.
We don't know how to get there.
Right.
Do you understand
the difference between uncertain probabilistic argument and leap of faith? Like, these are different things.
People need to understand we don't know how to get there. That there are trend lines that people see. There are arguments that people make.
Yeah.
Okay? But we don't know how to get there. And people are saying it's going to happen in a year or two. when they don't know how to get there's a gap.
Yes.
And in boiling this down in straightforward language for people.
Yeah.
You know, that's my job.
Yeah, but like, so like, I think we agree that like we don't know how to get there. There are these arguments, and you know, you might disagree with those arguments, and that's fine. You might quote relevant experts who disagree, and that's fine. You might think these people are being dishonest or self-deluding, and that's fine. But like, to call it an argument based on faith is different from those three things. What is your response to that?
I've given my response. Okay. Given my response. It's just, you know.
Doesn't seem like a very. I don't know.
But we're just saying the same thing. We're just using something.
Yeah, but like I feel like there should be some way to like break the deadlock of we're just saying the same thing. Like some, right?
Yeah. I feel like there should be a way to break lots of deadlocks, right?
And, because, like, for example, like, you know, the Model Evaluation and Threat Research, METER, which was spun out of Paul Cristiano's Alignment Research Center, like, they've been measuring, like, what tasks AI models can successfully complete in terms of how long it would take a human to complete the task. And they're finding that, you know, the task length is doubling every 7 months, with the idea being that when you have AI that can, like, do intellectual tasks that would take humans a day, a week, a month, that could pose a threat in terms of, you know, its ability to autonomously self-replicate. And again, you might disagree with the methodology, but like that 7 month doubling time thing, which is like one of the things people are looking at when they're writing these like wild sounding scenarios, like that's empirical work on the existing technology.
The same lab has also released a study saying that these LLMs actually slow coders down.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And so,
right.
But again, trend lines, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes they slow down. Sometimes
right.
They stop. And these trend lines are also, they're logarithmic. They're not exponential,
yeah.
Right? And so
that's an important point, yeah.
We agree on all this stuff.
We agree on all this.
It's about, you know, disagreeing about the best way to convey this. To
yeah, like, I feel like if you said the thing you just said in the article, that would have been great. And the thing you said, but like the thing you said in the audio commentary was an argument based on faith, which is not what you just said to me. Those are different things. But like also like speaking of this sort of like religion angle, like in your previous book, Genius Makers, you told the story of Turing Award-winning deep learning pioneer Geoffrey Hinton. More recently, in 2023, Hinton left his position at Google specifically in order to speak up about AI risks. There was actually a nice article about this in the New York Times. The godfather of AI leaves Google and warns of danger ahead.
Right.
You might have seen that one.
That broke that story.
That was the joke.
I'm with you.
But so like, anyway, Hinton has said that his independent impression of the existential threat is more than 50%. Doesn't that kind of like undermine this narrative you're trying to build of like AI risk as being a religious concern spread by rationalists? Because like Hinton clearly isn't getting this from having read Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality. Like, what?
People get.
Okay, are you proposing a model where like.
Go back and read that article and listen to the daily episode I did about Jeff, and I push back on so much of what he said.
Okay.
Right? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So many of I say in the articles, many of his students push back on it. They don't they don't agree with it.
Right.
Right? So this is what needs to be conveyed to people. That many people working on the same technology,
right,
who are very smart and very well educated and very experienced, completely disagree on what is happening.
Right. That part, I agree. I definitely agree that part is part of the story. But like,
but there is also this community that, you know, has driven a lot of what is happening here, and people need to understand
it. Yeah, but like, what, it just seems, the situation seems very, like, in terms of people who think, people who think AI is like a big risk and people who think AI is just another technology, it seems to me that that debate is symmetrical in the sense that, like, you have smart people on both sides who just disagree about what's happening. And if you're specifically pointing at one side and saying, like, this is an argument based on faith, then you're not, like, that's editorializing in a way that's, like, kind of not what you should be doing as a reporter, just trying to, like, convey the debate to readers who don't know that this is happening.
I'm pointing out a key part of the debate. I'm pointing that out.